This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Day 22 of the MCO, Frida Liu together with Audrey Raj. Good morning.
Good morning. Now, I want to say that it's a Thursday, but it's not. It feels like a Thursday, but it is Wednesday, the 8th of April, 2020. And like you said, you know, Frida, day 22 of the MCO. And while most of us are probably running out of ideas on how to keep ourselves busy, there are business owners out there right now using all their brain juices on ideas to keep the lights on, right?
Right. So one sector that has taken a massive hit due to COVID-19 is the events industry. By definition, events entail mass gatherings of people, which has become sort of a taboo in recent weeks. And because of that, it's going to be a while before it goes back to business as usual for everyone involved in creating and organizing events.
Yeah. So to further expand on this, we got in touch with Brian Chin, founder of Masses and Agency. Masses is a digital agency that works with multiple fashion brands for events and digital campaigns. And to add pressure to an already tense situation, Brian also recently moved into a new office, which has proven to be a burden for them at this point. Brian's on the phone right now. Brian, how has your business been affected by the movement control order?
To be honest, it's hit really hard, lah. So I run two things, agency. I run an agency, a creative agency, and also a media outlet. So both ends is very, very tough. I mean, clients on retainer, they have moved everything onto online campaigns. Mm. But other than that, the main chunk of our business is events. Mm. So that's very affected as well. And then for the media side of things, we are very fashion and lifestyle focused. So a lot of brands have stopped operating in this current period. So most of our branded content or paid content has also stopped. So it is really, really hard.
Was there a sign of a slowdown at the start of the year? Did you predict this would happen based on what was happening in China?
The mindset in Malaysia was a bit different, though. A lot of brands felt that we were not really affected by the COVID-19 virus, lah. So the general consensus is we had it controlled compared to China. So quite a lot of our clients were planning to go ahead with plans. So generally, it was full steam ahead all the way. We had quite a lot of campaigns, literally for March, April, and May. But that's all put on hold. So even in January and February, right before Chinese New Year, it was a very strong month.
What's the biggest challenge right now for a digital agency like yourselves? You know, how are you tackling that problem?
So the agency and also Masses have been very comfortable in our own niche, which is like fashion, footwear, lifestyle kind of niche. So the biggest challenge right now is finding an alternative source of income, like pivoting the company to a different direction and just going full on digital, trying to pivot everything that we have from a physical standpoint to how do we use our expertise and change it all to 100% digital. So I think that's the biggest challenge. But I'm pretty confident that what we can offer would be something other companies in other industries would want. So that's what we're trying to do now. But of course, that's the biggest challenge, to just change whatever that we are to something else, you know, like overnight. I think that's the biggest challenge.
Right. So you're trying to see this period as an opportunity in making the best of a bad situation.
Yes, exactly. The way I see it, what we are facing, all the other clients and businesses are also facing. So they also need some help in terms of how to do things digitally, how to run a campaign digitally. So I feel like that's the window of opportunity there. And I think we have the expertise to help them.
So one of the biggest issues for most companies right now is retaining staff and avoiding any sort of retrenchment. How are you dealing with the staff issue, you know, or making sure the team is retained on your end?
This is a tough one. Well, as you can see, I don't know whether... For those of you hearing us you may not know how big the company is. We are not really big. There's about 13, 14 of us, including a few interns. So there's 14 of us. So we're trying our best not to like cut pay. We're trying our best not to like let go anyone. So that's the challenge right now. Mm. And in terms of cash flow, nothing is coming in. Nothing is coming in until maybe July, August. There's no money coming in. So it's just finding whatever you have right now and, like, you know, talking to the accountant, how many months can we last with this? You know, the bank loans, it's good that we don't have to pay service certain bank loans, but still at the end of the day, this industry that we're in is a very... How do you call it? It's very man hours. It's all about man hours, right? And if let's say they don't work, we don't get paid, right? So it's really tough. But what we're trying to do is we are really trying to pivot as much as possible. We are trying to go for as many pitches as possible to just see whether we can sustain for this next 6 months. I think 6 months period would be a good gauge of this whole issue, COVID-19 issue.
So you're actually bracing yourself for 6 months. Do you think it will take that long?
Definitely more than 6 months. Definitely more than April, definitely. Mm. I mean, okay, so just think about it, right? If let's say in April you are allowed to go back to work, you're definitely still scared, you know, like whether someone's got COVID or not, you know, you're going to be careful. So that's the main consensus when people go back out to work. If the MCO is lifted in April, it won't be business as usual. It'll be like this, like the last few weeks before MCO, everyone is like going about doing their own thing. But they're still very careful about going to places of mass gathering. So I feel like malls and food courts, they will be affected. So, it would definitely go on all the way until, I don't know, maybe August, September, before things will get back to normal.
So finally, Brian, do you have any words or advice to say to fellow business owners out there who are also struggling through this crisis?
Be cool-headed, be rational. Plan out your financials very wisely. If you assess the situation and you think a business may not be able to survive this period or rough it out, please don't go into more debt trying to keep it afloat. You know, some businesses are big enough to survive this. Some businesses are just, you know, like not big enough. They are like small, maybe like us. It's a month in, month out, you know, like we're living, there's not enough money to roll. So, the wise decision would be to pay your staff a good severance package and close it down. You know, that's the logical and wise thing to do. But on the other hand, if you're in too deep, you feel in your core that you're an entrepreneur and you have ideas and ways to keep your company afloat, then by all means, go ahead and fight. You know, get a loan, sell off your assets, sell off your car, your watches, jewelry. In my case, I sell off shoes. Do whatever it takes just to stay afloat. I think it may not be rational financially, but it's the brave thing to do. If you feel in your core, you know, there's hope, you want to keep it afloat, go ahead. Assess yourself where you are financially and just be rational and cool-headed about it.
Wow, selling your shoes. I think we all felt a bit of pain right there. That was Brian Chin, founder of Masses Agency and Oven Cutlery, sharing his thoughts on the long-term effects of the COVID-19 pandemic and the movement control order on the event sector. Very sobering, listening to that. We're taking a break right now for some messages, but when we come back, we check in with the CEO of Hair Depot, who mostly operate out of shopping malls, and how it's the MCO is affecting them. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.